The Fiat Professional promotion is on now. Get a fantastic finance offer on selected Ducato models or drive away in the practical Fiat Doblo diesel auto from $24,990. Visit your Fiat Professional dealer today. Exclusion T's and C's at fiat.com.au.
Well, Transport Minister Mark Bailey has today announced that more seats and extra services will be in place on our rail system from July 29, basically saying that rail fail is over. Here's a little of what the Minister had to say earlier today.
From July 29, commuters will benefit from 200,000 extra seats and 430 extra services. This will be a 5.5% increase in trains across southeast Queensland, including 85 extra services during the peak hours when they're needed the most. These measures will also include the 59 services going from 3 car sets to 6 car sets, so more seats, which means less standing, less waiting, big benefits for commuters. And commuters will also welcome, we're returning to a full Monday to Friday timetable, consistent every weekday, the same timetable every single day.
I wouldn't be boasting because it was the fault of the government to get us into this situation in the first place. But anyway, it is a positive. It is a step forward. 200,000 extra seats, 430 services, 85 extra in peak hour, a Monday to Friday time, a whole range of things that he's announced today. And there will be more drivers available to drive those trains. One man that I thought we should find out his thoughts on what's been announced today is Robert Dow from Rail Back on Track, who joins me now. Robert, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mark.
Is the end in sight?
Well, it certainly looks that way. The Minister's announced that the October 2016 timetable will be restored from Monday, the 29th of July. In simple terms, that means putting back 430 services, weekly services, and, importantly, having a consistent timetable Monday to Friday. Your listeners would know that it's particularly frustrating, or it's been particularly frustrating having that different timetable on Friday compared to Monday to Thursday. So having a consistent timetable once again Monday to Friday will be very welcome by the travelling public, as much as the additional services being put back.
It's been a long time, as you mentioned, nearly 1,000 days ago. What difference will commuters find next month?
Well, I'll certainly have more seats on the trains. There'll be more capacity, and there'll be less gaps in the timetable, particularly at peak time. And on Friday, they won't have to remember that there is a different timetable, and they won't be left at stations waiting for trains that are not going to come. Having that consistent timetable once again will be terrific. We'd like to think that this is only the beginning of rail recovery. Once the timetable gets stabilised, we think that they need to look at putting some additional services on the Sunshine Coastline for a start. They were promised some additional services in 2015, Mark, by the government, and they've never been delivered. They're not in this timetable. So we think that there's a bit of a priority there with the Sunshine Coast to get back some more services. And they need to look at improving the frequency on all lines during the outer peak periods during the day, and increasing the number of services that run against the peak. We call that counter peak. And there is long delays, even in the peak, running against the peak on many lines. So they're the things that they should be looking at to improving in terms of the timetable. But look, it's been a long haul for Queensland Rail, and we certainly appreciate the work that Queensland Rail's done to get back the October 2016 timetable. So we say thanks.
Yeah, the reality is we're getting back to where we should be
after three years.
And once this gets bedded down and in and everyone's happy, yes, you've got to look to improve, don't you? I mean, it's just common sense to think that we just can't keep standing still. We've got to make the rail service better than it was 3 years ago.
Exactly. Rail patronage the last decade has been stagnant. It's actually dropped slightly on a trend, as so has the bus patronage. We need to actually look at increasing patronage from this point. There are early signs that it may be starting to increase, both bus and rail. That's good. The new fare package in December 2016 has helped turn the tide to some degree. With the new fare payment system that's coming online later this year, we hope that there's more innovative ticketing products to get people back on board public transport. There's certainly an opportunity to do it with the new fare system. So we're hopeful that there will be considerable patronage gains. But to drive that patronage, you need to have frequent services. On many parts of South East Queensland at the moment, when we look at the bus and rail network, the frequency is pretty poor, particularly out of peak. So that's one area they need to look at improving, Mark.
Is the whole system still fragile, Robert? Is there the potential with an issue with drivers or with stock or whatever that it could come crumbling down?
Well, the Minister's indicated that there's a net gain of 105 drivers at the moment. Now, that means that there will be a certain overtime component. What that level is, I'm not sure, but it'll certainly be significant to deliver the timetable. As they improve their net gain of drivers, approaching 200, obviously the overtime's going to drop. Mm. But what we've noticed particularly, Mark, is that there's been a lot of what's called rolling stock issues. People would be familiar with the TransLink service disruptions. Now, that's a little bit concerning. We need to look at what's being done to reduce the number of rolling stock issues. Some of those have been related to the old trains, which are progressively being decommissioned. But we also think there might be a few problems with the new trains at the moment, particularly door issues. So these are the sort of things that they need to make sure they've got under control, try to reduce those rolling stock issues down to very low levels. And I'm pretty sure that the timetable will be implemented satisfactorily, Mark.
Yeah, one of the reasons I asked the question, every day TransLink, well, not every day, that's not fair, but more often than not, there is an issue with, you know, lines having problems with rolling stock issues. And it's all well and good to say we're back and rail fails over. Let's see how it is in 6 months' time, I suppose. The proof will be in the eating, won't it?
Certainly will.
Yep.
But we're hopeful that it will be successful and it will lead to even further improvements at this time, Mark.
Yeah, and one thing I think people will notice, you mentioned more seats and more frequency and more, I suppose, reliability of services on that Monday to Friday, particularly those, Robert, that live closer to the city that just can't get on a train because they're too full and trains were going past stations.
Yeah, well, that's right. They do need to skip occasionally. But, with more trains in service at peak, there's going to be more seats and people will be able to get on a lot freer than perhaps what they can at the moment.
Yeah, you'd
hope
so.
The other good thing is that a lot of the three-car services running at peak will be converted to six-car as well. So hopefully we'll see the end of three-car services in peak time.
Well, the bottom line is everyone wants rail fail to be over. And let's hope in a few months' time we're talking about how good it is to be back where we were and how can we improve it in a further 6 months. Always good to talk to you, mate. Thanks very much for your time.
Thanks, Mark.
Robert Dow from Rail Back on Track. So an extra 200,000 seats, the addition of 430 services, 85 in the peak hour, a full Monday to Friday timetable. 59 of those services moved from three carriages to six, should be in place by July 29. It's great, but it's 2019. We're only getting back to where we were in October 2016, so nearly three full years, 1,000 days ago. So we're only sort of going back to what we were like in 2016. So it is better than it was a month ago, 6 months ago, 12 months ago. But it's not better than it was 2.5 years ago. And it's no better than it was 3 years ago as well. So there's still a lot of work to be done if this gets through on July 29, if nothing else happens. Now, Deb Frecklington, the opposition leader, spoke about this issue today. Here's a little of what she had to say.
I'll believe Labor when their trains actually turn up at the stations. Look, Anastasia Palaszczuk announced last year that all of the trains would be restored by December 2018. Well, we're nearly at the end of June 2019, and we still have over 400 less train services than we did at the beginning of Labor's rail fail.
Deb Frecklington there speaking today about the announcement from the Transport Minister. Now, Rail Back on Track is also asking the government or suggesting to the government that there be a free travel weekend on the weekend of the 27th and 28th of July just to get people back on the trains, just to have them back travelling on a train if they haven't travelled on a train for 3 years or so, to give them the opportunity to get back onto the network. Whether that comes about remains to be seen, highly unlikely, but Robert and Rail Back on Track would love to see a free weekend leading into the return of these extra seats, services and carriages on Monday, July 29. So we'll wait with interest to see what happens on that morning commute of Monday, the 29th of July.
The Fiat Professional End of Financial Year promotion is now on. It's a great chance to enjoy an exceptional finance offer on a popular selection of Fiat Ducato models. With a 2.9% effective interest rate on a 36-month term, you only need a 10% deposit to take advantage of this incredible offer. Exclusions, T's and C's are at fiat.com.au. With class-leading capacity, the very capable Fiat Ducato truly is a van on a mission. To see why people rave about it, visit your nearest Fiat Professional dealer today. Remember, the Fiat Professional promotion must end June 30. Fiat Professional, your right-hand van.